Genesis 49, verses 29-33. Then Jacob gave them these instructions. I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre in Canaan, which Abraham bought as a burial place from Ephron the Hittite, along with the field. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave in it were bought from the Hittites. When Jacob had finished giving instructions to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Jacob comes to die. What do we see here? Jacob put his house in order. He sorted all his affairs out. He dealt with his sons. He gave instructions. He set everything in order. Jacob also knew that he was about to die, and he was prepared to face it clearly, openly, and to talk about it, and to think about it, to face it with his sons, not pushing it into a corner, not burying his head in the sand, not turning aside and trying to ignore it. It was a real part of his life, this dying hour. He was very concerned for his burial in Canaan. That land, Canaan, the land of promise. Now, we use that phrase quite frequently, the land of promise, but that's what it was. It was the promised land. And the land of promise in the Abrahamic covenant was a massive thing. And Jacob believed it, was persuaded of it. And you can see that Abraham and Sarah were. You can see that Isaac and Rebekah were. Rachel had been buried elsewhere, but because they were on their travels. But Leah and now Jacob will be buried in this one place, but all in Canaan. Why? Because Canaan was the promised land in the covenant with Abraham. And notice how peaceful his end was. When Jacob had finished giving instructions to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Nothing frantic, nothing desperate, not terrified, not clinging on to life, but peaceful. Now, these are very early days in the Bible. These are the days before the covenant with Israel, with Moses on Sinai. This is before David, and is certainly before Christ. Brother and sister in Christ, we now in the full light of the gospel, what can we learn from Jacob's death? How peaceful it was. How orderly it was. How much he was prepared to talk about it and face it. And although we do not cling to land, we have the great fulfillment of that land promise. The land promise was highly important in the Abrahamic covenant, but it was a shadow. What is the substance? Christ. Read the letter to the Hebrews and see. Colossians 2:17, all these shadows yield to Christ, for he is the substance of them all. And the apostle can say, if I die, I'm absent from the body, that's true, but I am present with the Lord. I shall be with Christ and with him forever. Look how peaceful Jacob's end was. Brother and sister, these are lessons for us. We can talk about our death. We can think about it. We even sing about it. Unbeliever, are you listening? Christians sing about their death. I can quote John Newton. Let me live the life of faith. Let me die thy people's death. And Jacob set his house in order. Brother, sister, have you set your house in order? Are you ready? You may say, well, I'm very young, but are you thinking of it? Are you ready for it? When should you get ready to die? Now. When should you prepare for it? Think of it. Talk of it. Now. I notice he was buried. I repeat what I've said before. I am convinced myself, 1 Corinthians 15, burial is the way to bring out the great principle that death is but a sowing of the seed, and brother and sister, we shall rise anew forever and ever with a new body and be in a new heaven and a new earth with Christ forever. I believe the soul goes immediately to be with Christ. But one day the soul and the body will be reunited, not in the land of Canaan, as it were, but in the land of eternity with Christ. Do you want a peaceful end, brother? Do you want a peaceful end, sister? Then live the life of faith now. Jacob didn't suddenly arrive at this dying point. He lived many years. He'd had many wanderings. He talked about his pilgrimage when he was speaking to Pharaoh. He'd sinned, he'd stumbled, he'd fallen, but he had been restored. He had repented, he had turned, and God had dealt with him. Brother and sister, we are sinners, but we've turned from our sins, haven't we? We have trusted Christ, haven't we? We're relying upon him, aren't we? And he has passed through death before us. And he will be with us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, not even in dying days, not even in the dying moment. I will be with you forever and ever. This is our hope, brother. This is our hope, sister. Let us live now, finishing our life, working for Christ, serving him. So when we have finished, Jacob says, it says of Jacob here, when Jacob had finished, when we have finished the work that God has given us to do, when we finished our ministry, and we all have a ministry, brother and sister, then let us go in peace to be with Christ forever. Unbeliever, what of you? What of you? As I read in the graveyards, the stones there, as I read the obituaries, it seems to me that most people, the vast majority, 95% and more, really do believe they're going into a glorious eternity. I don't see any gravestones, you might, but I don't see any gravestones saying, my mum and dad now gone to oblivion, and all the rest of it. None speak of going to hell and damnation. They've all are at peace and united and in wonderful joy now. The obituaries say this. Ministers tell them this very often, the congregation. This one, whoever he was, is gone, or she, has gone into a glorious eternity. And it's all superstitious nonsense. Balderdash. Grievously misleading. Why? Because unless we are in Christ, there is no joyful eternity. Do you want to die in peace? Well, that's one thing. But you want to go into an eternity of peace and joy, then be ready to die now. How can you be ready? By turning from your sins and trusting Christ now. I plead with you. Do not put this day off. I am only young. We do not know what a day may bring forth. Our life is on an edge with God all the time. Our times are in his hand. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, and that is now. So let us learn from Jacob's dying day. If we want a dying day which is at peace, leading to an eternity of peace, then let us be at peace with God now. And we can only be at peace with God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 5. That is what I learned from this short passage, the death of Jacob. One day soon I shall die. I want to die in peace and enter a glorious eternity with Christ. So now I must be in him. Now at this very moment I must trust him. And so must you.